St. Stanislaus, Bishop and Martyr, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Well, children, this morning we have another Raise Up Your Eyes saint, St. Stanislaus. That is to say, he's up high too. And he's in the middle, he's the middle saint on that side, of course, and he's dressed as a bishop, and he's wearing red because he shed his blood for Christ, and he's one of the patron saints of the country of Poland. And he's also a raise up or a lift up saint because once he was able, by God's grace, to raise a dead man back to life, which must have been an extraordinary thing. Now, our Lord could do that, and he raised himself back to life, didn't he? That's Easter, because he is God. But for a saint to be able to do that, he must be very holy, which means very close to God. And that is how his parents raised him. Sometimes parents in any age are pretty worldly, and they don't want to see their children praying too much or making too many sacrifices and things like that. A little bit of church, as far as most Catholics are concerned, goes a long way. Well, St. Stanislaus's parents weren't that way at all. They were from the nobility, and they could have a very easy life. And they saw that their boy, early on, prayed a lot, did good, didn't waste his time, and he even did penances, for example, like sleeping on the floor, things like that. Well, his parents quietly encouraged him because they knew that would help him to conquer himself and to become a saint one day. And so he did. Later on, when he was in school, whether in Poland or else he went to the University of Paris, he had lots of friends, but he never did anything sinful, not with anyone, and not for any reason. And he always kept all of God's Ten Commandments. When he was ordained a priest, soon he himself became the bishop of Krakow in Poland. And he ended up having a big battle with a particularly wicked king whose name was Boleslaus. And Boleslaus was a heroic and kind of a brave king who protected the country, but he thought he didn't have to keep the Ten Commandments on account of being the king. And when our saint opposed him and said, "You have to keep all of the Ten Commandments, including the Sixth Commandment and the Fifth Commandment," he was very unhappy with him. And finally, he falsely accused St. Stanislaus of having stolen a house in some land from some man who was now dead. And this man's name was Peter, and he lived in the city of Lubin. Well, there was a court trial, and he was accused of having stolen the property, and the king got the dead man's nephew to bear false witness. Remember the commandment, "Thou shalt not bear false witness"? He bore false witness against St. Stanislaus that he had never paid his uncle for the land. And the uncle, of course, was now dead, so the king thought, "I'll win the case, and that will be at the end of this troublesome bishop." Only St. Stanislaus started praying and doing penance for 3 days, and then he went with all of the priests to this man's tomb, which was in a church, and he said, "Peter, rise up. We have a court date." And they opened the top of the tomb, and he came out. The dead man came back to life. He was wearing his shroud. That's what they buried people in back then. He was wearing his shroud, and he followed them. It must have been a very curious procession that would have attracted a lot of onlookers. He followed them right into court, and there, on the witness stand, the dead man, who is now speaking, said, "No, it's not true. The bishop paid me for the house and for the land. He did not steal anything from me." Wow. He won the case, you can imagine. His good name was, we say, vindicated. Well, St. Stanislaus and his priest led the dead man back to his tomb, and they said, "You can get back in now." So he climbed back in, and he died again. And he was covered up, and he lived in eternity from then on. Imagine being able to work such a miracle. Now, sometimes the saints, as I say, have done that. But you know, children, when our Lord died on the cross, the evangelists tell us that either at 3 o'clock on Good Friday or on Easter Sunday, and there's so much happening we don't usually think about this, but a lot of dead people rose from the dead and they started walking around the city of Jerusalem. So in other words, everybody knew, the king Boleslas, that king knew that our saint was really a saint and he was innocent, but he didn't change his life. And when our Lord died and rose again, everybody knew he really was the Son of God, and all of this was happening, and it was all true. But their hearts were hardened, and they wouldn't go along with it, not a bit. Well, that's a sad case of refusing grace, and that's called the sin against the Holy Ghost. When our Lord gives us signs and miracles, we have to be careful to listen and to obey. But what I would like you to think about today, children, is how you could do something a little tiny bit like what St. Stanislaus did. Oh, you wouldn't be able, I don't think, to raise anybody from the dead, to bear witness in a court of law or any other purpose. But there is something that you could do, and that's what we're doing today, isn't it? Remember yesterday we talked about the power of the Mass? Well, today we want to apply the Mass's power to the poor souls in purgatory. You can't cause anybody to come back to this life, but you know you could, by your prayers and by this Holy Mass, make somebody who's in purgatory go to eternal life in heaven. You wouldn't know about it necessarily, not till you die and go to God, but your good deeds will be remembered. They won't be forgotten. It's not just saints, children, that can do great things. Our Lord, by the Mass and by our prayers, gives us that same power. So let's not be like that wicked King Boleslas who wouldn't pay attention to God's grace. Let's realize the power that we have in the Holy Mass, and let's help those who are in need. You know, our saint loved the poor people, children. And even when he was little and he had spending money, he would give it to the poor rather than spend it on himself. And when he was a bishop, he kept a list of all of the poor people that didn't have enough to eat, and he would always see that they were fed and taken care of. When we are like St. Stanislaus in helping the poor souls in purgatory, well, what's to stop us from working a great miracle of God's grace? Let that be so today. Let us be very generous. And remember, look up. Think about God. Think about heaven. Think about the power you have today by this Holy Mass. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.